Yeah, so the Queen of Nanaimo. She was pretty old by the time I moved to the island in 2015, but I had known her my whole life. Her passengers were often subjected to a slow rumbling vibration during sailings and treated to sounds of rattling water pipes and electrical conduits all exposed on the ceiling, many times painted over. The white paint doing little to mute the ambience of the ongoing clamor. Even so, a hushed, nostalgic reverence would always come over whomever she was mentioned to, and long before she was retired from BC Ferries in 2017. She was always timeless. And though our old friend broke down many, many times and was far from reliable, making several, quote, hard landings in her day. And though there were rumors around the islands about her needing decades-old replacement parts from German museums, the Burnaby-class vessel built on Vancouver Island in 1964, boasting a slowish top speed of 18 knots, had an unmistakable vibe. There was nothing quite like that low rumbling, lulling us all into a trance during our commutes or vacations. The last time I was ever on it, a premonition came over me as I walked down one of the staircases to the lower decks. It was just a hunch, but I had the feeling it would be the last time I'd see her. And that was true, even though this was at least a month before it would be officially announced that she would be sold, renamed the Lemavity Princess 5, and then sailing to Fiji for a second life. I remembered the sound of the old horn, whose timbre would change based on the tides, or the air pressure, or the time of day, or the operator, its melodious chord, an F major. Patriotically designed by inventor Robert Swanson to represent the opening notes of O Canada, now reflecting off Fijian waters. The vessel, a retired, seaworthy monarch, finding a later calling as an unexpected diplomat. I remember now the shapes and colors and the smell of rust and diesel and napping on the utter deck life jacket boxes in late spring, listening to bluegrass musicians returning to the mainland from some island festival, not quite ready to stop the party. And also smartphones dangling high from the inconveniently located outlets, a relic of a different era. Balancing precariously on the backpacks of long weekenders. And also the front lounge wraparound art, and the sun decks, the smoking areas, the heavy wooden doors, the regal bow, the cafeteria, and the low ceiling car decks. Wow. May she sail another century.
This is an important safety announcement. Ship personnel are certified by Transport Canada to deal with emergency situations. Please follow the directions of our officers and crew. This ship is equipped with rescue boats, a marine evacuation system consisting of slides and life rafts, as well as life jackets for adults and children. Please familiarize yourself with the locations of all of these safety features.
This has been Emil Scott, recording from Main Island, British Columbia.
For more information regarding onboard safety, pick up a copy of our Safety First pamphlet available in the brochure racks. Smoking is only permitted in the designated smoking area located outside on Deck 5. Please report any safety concerns or questions to the nearest crew member. Thank you for sailing with BC Ferries.